Well, if you think the cost of living is on the rise, you're probably right. Official consumer inflation figures out this lunchtime show prices are moving higher. Economists think the price rises are probably temporary, but could the inflation dragon tempt the Reserve Bank to increase interest rates ahead of schedule? For more, I'm joined now by our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, good afternoon. We're seeing these big price rises. What does it tell us about the overall economic recovery? What's going on?
Well, hi, Sally. The Consumer Price Index for the most recent quarter rose by 0.8%. That makes 3% over the year, bang on forecast. But that annual rate of 3% is right at the top of the Reserve Bank's target band of 2-3%. Now, the most significant price rises were for new dwelling purchases or homes by owner-occupiers, up by 3.3%. But the big one is at the Bowser, with petrol up more than 7% because of soaring global oil prices, basically not enough oil around to kickstart the global recovery, and some oil-producing nations are trimming supply. We're also seeing the impact of emergency support from the pandemic being removed, with the unwinding of free childcare last year still having an effect. Keep in mind, this time last year, inflation was actually going negative during the crisis, but since then it's been gradually edging up as the lockdowns ease and economies bounce back when consumers spend. But we have to remember to expect the next economic growth reading or GDP in December to go sharply negative because of the Sydney and Melbourne lockdowns, and expect another hit to the economy.
Peter, the Reserve Bank keeps a really close eye on inflation. What are the chances are that it could flick the switch to increase interest rates?
Well, Sally, the Reserve Bank will be seeing these price rises most likely as temporary or transitory, as they like to say. And while inflation is rising around the world, the RBA wants to be, I suppose, a laggard and has pledged to keep the cash rate at 0.1% until 2024, when inflation is sustainably back in that band. But the RBA will be paying very close attention to what's known as the trimmed mean measure or underlying inflation, which excludes large one-off price impacts such as childcare. The September trimmed mean rose from 1.6 to 2.1%, the highest in 5 years, and the Australian dollar rose after that CPI reading on bets of an early rate rise, 75.3 US cents in late morning trade.
And Peter, finally, what sort of impact is inflation having on businesses that are trying to climb their way out of COVID shutdowns?
Well, Sally, I was having a word with the Woolworths Chief Executive, Brad Banducci, earlier today. He says inflation is building in categories like red meat, farmers holding onto their herds because of better conditions. The company's working out just how much of this to pass on to customers ahead of Christmas. But on the other hand, we're seeing downward pressure on fruit and vegetables like avocados and apples, and problems in supply chains with shipping capacity and containers and the rest. So that's probably short-term concerns about inflation, but in the long term, because of the push to net zero by 2050, there's concern that inflation might be moving higher with the demand for technology to make renewables outstripping supply.
Peter Ryan, thank you.